You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Wayne County Executive Warren Evans and the chair of the Wayne County Commission are both calling for reviews of county auction purchases made by relatives of County Treasurer Eric Sabree. As County Treasurer, Sabree heads up one of the biggest government foreclosure auctions in the country. These auctions seize properties from homeowners who are behind on their taxes and sell the properties to the highest bidder. A Detroit News investigation found Sabree's relatives bought tax foreclosed properties, even though the treasurer's office rules banned family members from taking part in the auction. And for some of the properties, his relatives were delinquent on property taxes long enough that they could have been foreclosed. Late Tuesday, Sabree issued a statement expressing remorse. And he also told the Detroit Free Press that he was not involved in his relatives' transactions, and he also planned to change that county rule on family members. Here now is Michelle Oberholzer. She's been working on the front lines to address Detroit's home foreclosure crisis as the director of the Tax Foreclosure Prevention Project at the United Community Housing Coalition. Michelle, what was your reaction when that story came out earlier this week?
Well, I was very surprised and concerned. I think it's an important story to learn more about. I think we have more investigation to do. But certainly it raised alarm bells and concerns about the integrity of the auction and the foreclosure process.
What concerns you most about Treasurer Sabree and his family's actions?
Well, I would say two separate things. One concern that I have is that these rules were violated and that family members may have purchased homes in violation of the regulations, and I don't really know to what extent they were involved in bidding and holding ownership or retaining ownership. And I'm also concerned about the second point you made, that perhaps discretion was used not to foreclose on homes that should have been subject to foreclosure. We've seen tens of thousands of homes getting put up for auction, and if those were foreclosed, whereas others were bypassed for personal reasons, that would be a concern if that were the case.
Michelle, how have residents and advocates like you felt about how the Treasurer's Office has dealt with tax foreclosures and auctions in these last years? Has it been a transparent process?
Well, it's hard to answer that because the volume that we deal with is so great. I will say that in many ways, the Treasurer's Office errs from the process outlined by the state in ways that are both good and bad. We appreciate having more time, for example, for homeowners to redeem their properties, but sometimes it can be confusing to know exactly what's going on in terms of which properties are and aren't foreclosed and things like that. So I would say that this level of transparency violation is something that I didn't expect if in fact there was family members involved in the way that the story outlined.
You and your group at the United Community Housing Coalition have worked with the treasurer and the Wayne County Treasurer's Office for years now. What has that working relationship been like?
Well, it varies. I think in many ways we do have similar interests, which is keeping people in their homes, but we are advocates for residents and for homeowners, and the treasurer's office is a tax collector first and foremost. So there are ways in which we come down differently on issues. We do rely on and enjoy a cooperative relationship with the Treasurer's Office. They share data with us on a regular basis, and we have the ability to bring the needs of certain clients that are in extreme situations to their attention, and we really appreciate that. But we're one of many interests in the city, and our values aren't always aligned with the Treasurer's, so it's a constant flow.
A Free Press editorial earlier this week argued that County Treasurer Sabree has forfeited the public's trust, and it called on him to resign. We know that County Executive Warren Evans, as well as the chair of the County Commission, want separate reviews of these purchases. In fact, County Executive Evans called the real estate transactions extremely troubling. What do you think? Should Eric Sabree resign right now, or are you willing to wait for these reviews to play out?
Personally, I'm willing to wait for these reviews to play out. I'd like to know to what extent this is going to be corrected. If there was an error made, I'd like it to be corrected. I don't think a correction is to repeal the rules that were in place and allow for family members to bid. I think that we need a full audit of all bidding, all ownership, all transactions that were in violation of the rules, both by the treasurer's family and staff. And then what corrections can be made? Will those homes be returned to the public trust? Will there be some sort of reconciliation? If those measures aren't done, then I think that that would potentially be cause for resignation. I also think that any investigation should look into which properties were removed from the auction for potentially reasons that were benefiting, you know, family members of the treasurer's office. That's just as important to me as the auction.
Yeah, I think, can you take us more deeply into, if you could advise the executive or the county commission on the questions that really need to be answered to decide whether Treasurer Sobree has breached the public's trust, what would those questions be?
One of the first questions would be, were properties removed from auction which were subject to foreclosure when they should not have been and when no good cause was given? There are properties that enter into payment plans and sufficient payment is made, and they were subject to foreclosure, but they aren't ultimately foreclosed. But if payment wasn't made and if arrangements weren't made and the property was arbitrarily removed from auction, that would be a cause for concern. I don't yet know if that happened, but if it did, then I think that needs to be looked into in detail. Another question that I would like to have answered is, what was the occupancy status of the homes when they were foreclosed and when they were auctioned off? At the Housing Coalition, we're advocates for residents of occupied homes in foreclosure and for those to be taken up by family members of the treasurer would be a further violation in my mind.
Meanwhile, Michelle, as this process plays out of these reviews, are there any unintended consequences that concern you?
Well, I think that the point that was made in the op-ed that you referenced, it is something that, you know, casts a shadow over this. When properties are foreclosed upon, we need due process to be followed. We need it to be fair. It's a very significant thing to permanently take away ownership and take away equity from people. And I think that further doubts about the integrity of the process really undermine it. We've had so many foreclosures in the city of Detroit, and we probably will have many to come. And so for it to feel like something that is arbitrary and discretionary and even, you know, if choices are made to foreclose on some people and not others for invalid reasons or personal gain, that would just really undermine the entire process.
Michelle, should there still be some discretion in this process, or should there be rules and cut and dried rules?
That's a really important question. I think that there should be discretion. The state laws that apply really hit Detroit harder and differently than any other city in the state. And there are many families, many cases for which the remedies available don't stop the foreclosure for them. And we beg and we hope that the treasurer will hear our advocacy on behalf of these residents. So we appreciate when considerations are made. So I think that there needs to be an understanding of what is valid discretion and how far that goes and into what category it falls. But, you know, deadlines sometimes are altered and certain exceptions are made, and that's part of the reality of dealing with tens of thousands of foreclosures.
Michelle Oberholzer is with the United Community Housing Coalition, where she directs the Tax Foreclosure Prevention Project. Michelle, thank you for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sobree issued this statement and reads in part, I quote him here, "The key fact is the last auction my family participated in was 2011, and that auction was not conducted by the treasurer, but by an independent private company that had complete control over the entire auction process. We welcome the Wayne County Commission expedited audit review and county executives ethics review. We fully agree there must be total transparency in this office and in all county operations. This has been a media-generated issue that brings into question perception concerns. We strive to be totally transparent and beyond reproach in all our actions." You can read the full statement on the Stateside page at michiganradio.org.